This is Malone Church Podcast, and I'm the Reverend Catherine Viner. And we're a church who are committed to being rooted and grounded in love, living and growing together. You can connect in with what we're doing on YouTube or Facebook and find any information on our website. But what you're going to listen to now is a Bible reading followed by a sermon and then concluding with a prayer.
Psalm 6. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, or discipline me in your wrath. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am faint. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in deep anguish. How long, Lord? How long? Turn, Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. Among the dead, no one proclaims your name who praises you from the grave. I am worn out from my groaning. All night long I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow. They fail because of all my foes. Away from me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies will be overwhelmed with shame and anguish. They will turn back and suddenly be put to shame. This is the word of the Lord. Amen.
There's been quite a lot recently in the press about honest conversations. That we need to have honest conversations about racism, honest conversations about mental health, honest conversations about death. We have seen in the woke movement and cancel culture movement that not everybody is able or willing to have those honest conversations. And that is understandable to a degree. The extent to which we have honest conversations, conversations in which we share fully what we are thinking or feeling, depends upon really our relationship with the other person. So if there's not that deep, meaningful, close relationship, it is very difficult, near impossible, to have those honest conversations. We have conversations with close friends, family, neighbours we see occasionally, strangers whenever we're standing at the bus stop or we're standing in the queue at the checkout. We have conversations with the doctor, with the teacher, with the long overdue hairdresser. Some of our conversations are public, some are private. Indeed, some are conversations we only have with ourselves and we would never share with others. But God is privy to every conversation. So I truly believe that the most honest conversation we have is a conversation with God. David, who was king and wrote Psalm 6, has an honest conversation with God as he's surrounded by his enemies and those who are rebelling against his rule. He's trapped, he's afraid, and he's worn out. David has lost a sense of security. He says, my bones are in agony. He's trying to get away and running in fear, and he's just exhausted from all of that running. David has lost his strength. He says, I'm faint, I'm worn out, my eyes grow weak. David has lost his freedom. He describes being surrounded by his enemies and his foes. Over the past 4 months, we have all suffered some form of loss. Loss of freedom to choose, loss of routine, loss of personal contact, loss of opportunities. Loss of plans, dreams, ambitions, loss of business, loss of income, loss of a loved one, and even loss of faith. In Psalm 6, David has a conversation with God about what he has lost and how all he has left is his life. And in approaching God, in verse 1, David says, God, please don't be angry with me or cross. I know I've messed up. I haven't always obeyed you. I have sinned. Please don't bring to mind my failures. Not now, not today. I feel bad enough as it is. Show me some mercy. Let me see your kindness. Let me know your unfailing love. In Psalm 6, David says, all night long I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. Any loss affects us beyond the feelings of sadness, loneliness, or anxiety. We can see, as Psalm 6 describes, the experience of sleeplessness, loss of energy, questions about life and death, and of course doubts about God. David asks, how long, Lord? How long? This is a loaded question. It's a bold question. David is really asking, do you care? Can you hear? Are you real? If there is no God, it makes no sense to cry. We weep because we know it shouldn't be like this. It's wrong. If there is no God and the world is moving with the impersonal forces of nature, then the things that keep us awake at night, the things that bring tears to our eyes, are not wrong. They're just what they are. They're just so. We needn't cry. But there's something within all of us that cries out when we suffer loss. We all know within ourselves it's not right. It's not how it should be. The Bible makes sense of our tears. In this psalm, the king is surrounded by enemies and rebels, and that is our world, a world that has rebelled against the king. And the trouble we see is rebellion, fighting against the king, his rules, and his ways. God created us for life, a life of peace with him, to enjoy being with him in his world. But we have made war, we have rebelled against him. That is why our world is broken, with injustice, inequality, broken homes, broken hearts, famine, disease, death. It shouldn't be like this. It was not meant to be like this. Psalm 6 says, the Lord has heard my weeping. Not the Lord has heard my clever words, or my logical thoughts, or my eloquent prayer. No, the Lord has heard my weeping. When we have a conversation with God, there's nothing we need to do to impress him. There's nothing we can do to impress him. We can't bring airs and graces. And sometimes we have no words to express what we're feeling. We run out of words. The situation is too much to bear, and we're just filled with sorrow when we only have tears. Psalm 6 says God listens to our weeping. But better still, God weeps with us. The tears of this king, King David in Psalm 6, point towards the tears of the king. Remember how Jesus wept at the graveside of his friend Lazarus? And we're told he wept over Jerusalem. And he wept in the Garden of Gethsemane. And King Jesus wept for what our rebellion has done. And as we worship King Jesus, he is shaping our hearts and removing our indifference and apathy. Jesus is bringing forth his character, his heart in us as we let him be king of our hearts. As we live following Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, Jesus shows us what is wrong with the world. It shouldn't be like this. Yes, weep. We worry if we cry that there's something wrong with us. We're annoyed that we've lied awake at night, unable to rest and sleep. But to cry, to weep, to shed tears, to be restless, that is a Christian response. It is the Christian thing to do. It is a Jesus thing to do about what human sin has done to us, God's world, his people, and his name. But as we weep, hear what verse 10 says in Psalm 6. All my enemies shall be ashamed and greatly troubled. They shall turn back and be put to shame. One day, all the king's enemies will be defeated. God is at work. God listens as we speak. We're in conversation with God. God does care. His love is unfailing. So one day sin and death will be no more, and everything good we have lost will be restored, renewed, and resurrected in a new heaven and a new earth where we will be safe and at home with God forever. Let's pray. All night long I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. Lord, teach us to weep at what human sin has done to your world, your people, and the honour of your name. Forgive us for what we have allowed sin to do to our hearts, creating indifference and apathy to suffering, injustice, and inequality. May we recognise what is in our hearts and begin and have an honest conversation with you to allow you to be king of our hearts. And in our tears, please fill our hearts with your unfailing love to give us confidence until the day, the hope of that great day when you will wipe away every tear from our eyes and sin and death will be no more, and we will be safe and home with you, our great King Jesus. Amen.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for your amazing word and how it guides us in doing life with you. We love the honesty of the Psalms, showing us how you alone know us inside out. You created us, knitting us together before we were born. We do not have to hide from you. We can be honest about our struggles, fears, failures, misunderstandings, procrastinations. We can confess those now and leave them with you, as you only can lift the pain, guilt and shame. You free us to be real. Your love meets our deepest needs. You bring us unending peace and joy when the journey of life is tough and in times of ease and delight. Your word reveals your mysteries. It helps us to see this world from your perspective. We relish your creation. We are enriched with family and friends, and we are blessed by our church family and the wider online Christian community. Thank you, Lord, that you have brought us thus far during this time of crisis. We give you thanks for containing the COVID virus in Northern Ireland, and we continue to look to you as our protector and refuge in the days and months ahead as churches, places of worship and schools seek to open up after the summer. Help those planning when goalposts change. Help us all to be patient, kind and understanding in unusual circumstances. Help us to look to the interests of others rather than our own selfish interests. We continue to pray for protection for those shielding. Help them not to feel restricted. Enlarge your presence when the world feels smaller. Our world may feel uncertain, but in you we have a sure foundation. You will never leave us nor forsake us. May we draw closer to you, and may we leave those things that have been stripped away that we really don't need in our lives. Help us to see this time as an opportunity for simplicity and give us a greater focus on relationships and the eternal rather than the material. As many of us enter a time of summer rest, we pray that you would refresh those who've been working under unprecedented strain. Restore vitality where nerves are frayed. Bring inner calm to strained mind and healing for tired bodies. We pray for Catherine, our minister, and for Johnny, Isabella and Noah on holiday. We pray for Nikki, heading our youth and children's ministry at this crucial time, and for her and Barnsley as they seek to reschedule their wedding. We give thanks for all the work of Shelley in the office and bless her and her family getting a break. We pray blessing on all our elders and their families, as you would bless them as they have blessed us in service over the year. We pray for all those who serve the church in so many ways, and we give thanks for all the amazing work over in recent weeks to ensure that we all experience such creative and powerful worship. May your Spirit equip and empower all of us for your plans over the next few months to ensure your name is glorified at Malone. Help us to hold plans lightly and flexibly, knowing how easily circumstances can change. Help us to seek your plans and not our own. We pray, Lord, fill us with your grace that we may praise you here and now and through the coming days of this week, all for your glory. Amen.
Thank you for listening. And if you'd like further information, go to our website or connect with us on YouTube or Facebook. But in the meantime, stay safe and stay faithful.